The Utah Olympic Park introduces winter extreme tubing. Take a ride down the landing hill of a Nordic ski jump in an inner tube. Enjoy the thrill of soaring just like an Olympic Nordic ski jumper. Full details and ticket prices are available at utaholympiclegacy.org. Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing sport and recreation opportunities and a KPCW supporter.
This is Tom Kelly with the U.S. Ski Team. Keep up with the team's training season by listening to monthly reports during the local news with Leslie Thatcher, made possible in part by a generous grant from USANA Health Sciences, offering a personal approach to nutrition, business, and customer care. USANA.com.
Thanks for joining us for KPCW's 6th Annual Sundance Reel. 2 hours of interviews with the directors of various films entered in this year's festival. All broadcast live from the Whole Foods Cafe at Kimball Junction. I'm Chris Cherniak.
And I'm Mel Larson. Each month, Whole Foods hosts a giving day whereby they donate 5% of their net sales to a local nonprofit. And today, KPCW is pleased to be the recipient of Whole Foods generosity.
That's right. When you shop at Whole Foods today, not only will you be stocking up on your artisanal cheeses, breads, chicken, and water, but you'll also be making a contribution to KPCW, one which helps support the station and all of its public affairs hour shows like ours, This Green Earth.
But that's enough about us, Chris,
absolutely,
because for the next 2 hours, we'll be speaking with the producers and directors of films and documentaries entered in this year's festival. They include Josh Fox, director of the U.S. documentary How to Let Go of the World and Love All the Things Climate Can't Change, and Heidi Brandenburg and Matthew Orzel, the directors of the world documentary film When Two Worlds Collide.
And the second hour, we'll be speaking with J.D. Dillard, director, and Eric B. Fleischman, producer of the film Slight. Otto Bell, director of the Sundance Kids doc, The Eagle Huntress, and Penny Lane, director of the U.S. documentary Nuts.
That's all coming up over the next 2 hours, live from the Whole Foods Cafe here at Kimball Junction. It's KPCW Sundance Reel. Only in Park City, only on KPCW. And a special shout-out to Mark Miller Subaru. Love the experience at markmillersubaru.com.
All right. Well, Josh Fox, the director of How to Let Go of the World, will be joining us shortly. But our first guest is Debbie LaBelle. She is the Metro Marketing Team Leader for Whole Foods. And Debbie, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And hosting our
of
show.
Of course. We are so thrilled to have you here. We've had you here for many years, we look forward to this every year.
Great. Well, let's talk about a little bit about what Whole Foods does in the area of what, well, you're the marketing expert. So what is what is your role?
So my role is to do marketing for all of the Utah Whole Foods stores. So that would include the Park City store as well as the four stores in Salt Lake City. So that's Trolley Square, Sugar House, Draper, and Cottonwood Heights. And we put on events, and we do a lot of things for kids and moms, and we do a lot of community outreach, and we partner with organizations like yourself.
And you have these giving days. Talk a little more about what that
is. So each quarter, we are lucky enough to be able to designate one nonprofit organization as our community giving day recipient. So that means we donate 5% of net sales to that organization each quarter. And we love to reach out to hyper-local organizations and donate money.
So give us a feel for some of the organizations that you've worked with on that front.
So in Park City, we recently partnered with the Kimball Art Center, and we've donated to Swanner Eco Center and Youth Sports Alliance, lots of the schools. So we have some different programs for our local schools where we have our bag donation program, and we donate the bag credits to those organizations. So just tons of great organizations in Park City.
So Whole Foods not only kind of gives back to community nonprofits and organizations, but also you guys have some internal sustainability efforts and quality control measures that you are very, I guess, proud of and that you focus on. So talk a little bit about those.
Sure. So we're really proud that we read the labels for you so you don't have to. So we
Nobody likes to read a label.
Exactly. So we highly screen our products before they come into Whole Foods Market. We have really strict quality standards, and there are over 100 ingredients that we do not allow in our food. So some of the basic ones would be we don't allow artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, preservatives, hydrogenated fats, artificial hormones, or antibiotics. And then there are tons of other ones that we don't allow. You know, high fructose corn syrup is a biggie that we don't allow in our foods.
So I will not find a product in here that has high fructose corn syrup.
Correct.
Really?
All right. Yes.
That sounds like a chat. Excuse me.
Chris, this will be a big improvement for your health.
That
you just
is impressive.
Start eating here.
Because let's be honest, all those elements, those compounds that you do, that's a lot of products.
It is a lot of products, and we are very proud that we don't allow any of those in our foods here.
Are you seeing companies then modifying their products to satisfy these in effect, these
in
demands?
In some rare cases, if it's a pretty small company, especially a local company, they will typically jump their hoops to allow their product into our store and cut out those ingredients if they're able to.
So you mentioned local companies.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about how you are able to work with local companies here in Utah.
Yeah, sure. We're really proud of our local products that we have here at Whole Foods Market. We have, I would say, probably at least 80 local products at this point in time that we have in our stores in Utah. And we work directly with the local vendors to we actually go through quite a process with them. We look at their branding. We look at all their products. We make sure they qualify. And then there's a process that we go through to bring them into Whole Foods Market. So it's really important. We love our local vendors, and we do a lot of our events with our local vendors.
Right.
We have them come in, taste out their food. Our customers can meet the makers of this great food. So we love local foods.
Is it mostly fresh foods, you know, grown fruits and vegetables, or is it preserved foods?
You know, it's a little bit of both. We do work with quite a few farmers and things like that. But then we also work with food artisans that make cheese and you know, popcorn. Popcorn is one of our favorite local foods here and great for fits in with Sundance.
Mm-hmm. And I can vouch for that product.
It's a good product. And then, you know, we have other local ones that make soaps and lip balms and sunscreen and things like that. So it really covers a lot of ground.
Are the local vendors highlighted in any way? If I'm going down an aisle, you know, I see lots of different, like, popcorns. Will you, like, highlight the fact, a stamp or sticker says local?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. There is a, and if you see a local product on the shelf, it'll say local, and it's got kind of a blue tag with some bright colors, and that's consistent throughout the store. So anything that says local Utah, you'll know that's local.
Okay. We're speaking with Debbie LaBelle. She's the Metro Marketing Team Leader here with Whole Foods, and talking about Whole Foods, some of their sustainability goals and protocols, et cetera, some interesting things about how Whole Foods does a good job at limiting or vetting out a lot of different components and elements that we would find, preservatives, artificial colors, artificial flavors, high fructose corn syrup, et cetera. That's really encouraging. Now, the other thing is that obviously markets can't sell everything by before its expiration date. Fruits, vegetables, dairy products all have expire. What is done with those things?
Thank you for asking. We are really proud to be able to donate all of that kind of food to the Christian Center in Park City. And so we make sure that food goes out to people in our community that need it. And then in Salt Lake City, we also work with the Utah Food Bank. And so all of the food
That isn't expired necessarily.
Right, not expired, but that needs a place to go.
Okay.
The expiration there.
Right.
Yes.
Give us an example, like breads or dented fruits and vegetables.
Right, it could be something that's like slightly imperfect that isn't necessarily going to go on the shelf. A lot of local breads go to our organizations that we partner to, you know, the Food Bank and the Christian Center. So it could be vegetables, fruits, breads. Could be granola bars. Could be pretty much anything.
Spans the gamut. So
yes.
Talking about fruits and vegetables, how do you guys go through that process? You know, when foods come in, it doesn't all just go on the shelf. Some of those things get set aside.
Yes, correct. We're very, very particular about the food that goes out into our store. So as we're kind of putting it out, we're eliminating the ones that maybe are a little bit imperfect or look like they're on their way out. And we're just very, very particular about what we put out on our shelves for our customers.
Here's a thought. Do you vet or at least consider the distance at which some foods, fruits and vegetables come from? You know, like, obviously we get seafood from Chile and other parts of South America. We get, in the winter, we get fruits and vegetables from South America or New Zealand or elsewhere. Is there a carbon footprint aspect to
some of these? We do our best to bring in products that are as close to our store as possible. It's not always possible due to the seasonality of fruits and vegetables and obviously seafood, but we do, our first measure is to find products that are as local as possible. And if we can find it in Utah, that's all the better. We do our best to reach out, and we're always.
But you're not going to find lemons and limes
right
in the middle of winter in Utah.
Correct.
But will you sell lemons and limes in the middle of the winter?
We will sell lemons and limes in the middle of winter because people need lemons and limes.
No.
we want lemons and limes.
I think it's okay. I think it's actually okay to go a couple of months without a lemon or a lime or a watermelon or a cantaloupe and return to a meal of a seasonal aspect of fruits and vegetables.
You know,
that, but I'm a minority, Debbie.
True.
You're talking to environmentalists here or so, and that's where we come from.
Crazy environmentalists.
But I would more than embrace. I'm all for taking a break from lemons and limes in January and February. I can survive.
I will put in your feedback.
All right, thank you very much.
You can fill out a comment card on my
app.
So we still have a few minutes left and wanted to mention some of these services you have, some of these new services that maybe are very relevant to the crowd arriving in town today.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to be able to offer grocery delivery services. We have never really offered that consistently in the past, and there are a lot of people out there that maybe don't have time to do the shopping and don't have time to drive out to Whole Foods Market. So we've partnered with a company called Stacy's Grocery Services, and she will actually come out, do the shopping, and then she will deliver it to your door. And she does ask for 48 hours notice.
48 hours notice, okay.
Ideally.
Sure. But that's a great option.
Yeah, we have seen a lot of demand for this service. We've just launched it in the last, I would say, month, and we're very excited to offer that now.
And you also offer catering.
And we also offer catering services. We have a great prepared foods department, and we offer any kind of thing for parties or anything that you need.
Fantastic.
All right. Well, Debbie, thanks so much for taking the
time
to chat.
Thank you so much for having me.
Debbie LaBelle, she's the Metro Marketing Team Leader with Whole Foods here in Utah. And, again, thanks for hosting this community, giving this 5% day for us. And reminder that come on down to Whole Foods and do your shopping here today, because 5% of the net sales for today's sales will go to KPCW.
Thank you
so much.
And
that could mean millions, could mean like $1 million.
Could be.
That's what we're aiming for.
We're aspirational.
Okay,
so.
Okay, that's your goal.
Glasses half full.
Hopefully we meet it.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, should we take a break?
We'll take a quick break. Right. We'll be coming back with Josh Fox, the director and screenwriter of How to Let Go of the World and Love All the Things Climate Can't Change.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, offering weekend brunch at the top of Main Street featuring traditional favorites, as well as Midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brew Pub, misbehaving in Utah since 1986. WasatchBeers.com.